Last summer's Crow Peak wildfire near Spearfish resulted in a hub of information being released to the public about the fire's status. Fire officials used various strategies to get the word out to the public, but they say one particular approach worked especially well. Text message alerts sent to subscribers through the 211 helpline ensured people received the latest news on the wildfire. Now, Great Plains Fire Information has again partnered with the helpline organization to continue notifying the public of fire activity within the Black Hills and the surrounding area. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
Scott Jacobson is with the Black Hills National Forest Service. He says last summer's Crow Peak wildfire resulted in over 500 people opting in to receive text message alerts.
We didn't want to send out a text every time there's smoke in the air, because sometimes you get like a tenth of an acre fire or something that's small, and you know, it's probably nothing that anybody needs to be concerned with, especially when you get 300, 400, 500 people that are wanting to know about, you know, wildfires or, you know, prescribed burns that are significant in size. So, you know, the effort is now to, we want to put out a message whenever there's going to be, you know, a significant smoke column in the air where people can see it from a long ways away.
Jacobson says instead of sending subscribers tons of updates, the text messages give people the fire size, status, and even area closures. In cases of prescribed burns, like the one near Silver Mountain earlier this week, Jacobson says subscribers get a text of the location and expected completion.
Using the 211 text alert helpline system was just another way of reaching out to people that are wanting to be informed. And most people have a smartphone. Most people have a cell phone these days. And so that's just another feature and another way of people gathering information, because people change. You know, there's so many different ways of gathering information, from TV, from newspaper, from radio, from your phone, from computers.
Jacobson says the text message alerts could help people that aren't near one of those other technologies stay safe during fire activity. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner.